Shalom Aleichem, Rabbotai. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah continues for Yud Gimel Nisan, Erev Pesach, the morning before Bedikat Chametz. We are in chapter 5 of Pesachim, Mishnah number 9. Ketzad Tolim Shitin. How did they hang up their Korban Pesach and skin it? On Koliot Shel Barzel, there were hooks of iron, Hayu Kivun, that were fixed. Bekotlim of Amudim on the walls and on the pillars, Sheben Tolim of Shitin. So they could do this actually in the temple. There's a number of hooks there to accomplish this mission. Kol Misha Ainlo Makom Lidlo the Hafshit. It was very crowded in that group and they didn't have a place to skin their carbon. Maklot Dokim Cholokim Hayusham. They had some sticks that had already been the bark removed. They were smooth sticks. They had them there. So he puts one end of the stick on his shoulder and one end on his friend's shoulder, his friend from the group, and then they work together to skin the Pesach as it's suspended, and they hang up the Pesach there and they skin it together. If the 14th of Nisan is on Shabbat itself, then he says you can't use the sticks, it'd be muksa. So meniach yado al ketev chavero, so he puts his hand, his left hand, on his friend's shoulder while they're facing each other. V'yad chavero ketefo. And his friend puts his hand there, and they use their combined hand-shoulder structure to support the weight. V'tolei v'mafshit. And they suspend their carbon Pesach from there, and they use their free hand to both skin the carbon Pesach. Now, in this case, the sages would still allow using the sticks on Shabbos because they hold it's not muksa, that they're usable as a kli. And if you say it is muksa, then it's a shvut that is needed for the avoda. So they would say that handling these sticks is a necessary part because you've got to skin the animal to actually get the kishkas out and roast it, as we'll see. But in any event, Rabbi Eliezer's method does sound like a great deal of teamwork and achdus. You know, you've got two guys in what's basically in an embrace in order to accomplish a mission of skinning their carbon Pesach so they can get together with their chabura and feed everybody the carbon Pesach. So it's a beautiful thing. Great. On to Mishnah Yud. Kar'u, they would tore open the animal, v'hotziu emurav, and bring out the emurim. Emurim here is the sacrificial bits. That's the pieces of fat and the organs that go up on the mizbeach. Netanu b'mogis, they put them in a bowl, v'hektiru nagav mizbeach, and they would be burned on the mizbeach. A kohen would have to bring them up on the mizbeach. This hafshata, this skinning and cutting up part, could be done by non-kohanim, but actually bringing the emurim, the sacrificial limbs, has to be done by kohanim. Yatztakot Rishona, the first group would leave, but Yashvala Baharabait, and they would sit on Harabais. Now this is talking about, and they would consume their carbon Pesach sitting on Harabais. So this is talking about when it's Shabbos. When it's not Shabbos, the group can go anywhere in Yerushalayim, within the walls of Yerushalayim, and consume the carbon Pesach. It's Kodesh Kolim, it is light level Kedusha of sacrificial offerings, so it could be anywhere in Yerushalayim, but when it's Shabbos, you can't schlep the carbon Pesach, that would be Hotzah, would be carrying, so you have to stay on Harabais, which had a wall and was Rishus HaYachid. So that was the first group, Shniyah Becheil. The second group would be in the Cheil, that was just the area just outside of the temple. It also had a wall, which the Yavanim famously breached for their purposes. It's talked about by Hanukkah. Shlishit, third group, Bimkoma Omedet. They would stay in their place in the temple courtyard, but they had to be standing. So they had the Zechus to roast and eat their carbon Pesach in the courtyard of the temple. But the rule in the courtyard of the temple is no one can sit down there except for the Malchus Beis David, the king who comes from David HaMelech. So they had to do it standing up. So it's a zechus, but it could be uncomfortable. Hashecha yotzu v'tzolip hizchehem. When it got dark, they all three groups roasted their Pesach. Yashu kochachem, and tomorrow chapter 6, God willing.